Welcome back to Safer Income for Life with Charles and David Bartman. That, of course, the voice of Dolly Parton, one of the most successful female artists in the world, and, of course, a successful businesswoman as well. You think about the movies she's done, like Steel Magnolias and 9 to 5, and then recently, Coat of Many Colors. Then, of course, there's Dollywood. As an author and a philanthropist, you may not know this. She's provided more than 70 million free, age-appropriate books to help kids fall in love with reading through her foundation called Imagination Library. Dolly Parton is a true multimedia mogul. So how does she keep it all going at 71 years old? Well, that's where the talk started with our own Chuck Bartman.
Hit it, Chuck.
We have two things in common. We're the same age.
Oh, well, good.
The problem with that is you look much better than I do.
Oh, you look good to me. Maybe this would depend on where we're sitting.
Right. There we go. I really appreciate what you're doing for children, because my wife was an inner city teacher for many years. And those kids said, you know, some of them, you know, because of the situations, were living with their grandmother, parents were in jail and whatever. And they were just very underprivileged. And I know the things that she went through to try to teach them was very, very, very difficult. And so I praise you for what you're doing.
I've always loved working with children in our Imagination Library, you know, where we give books to children from the time they're born until they start school. That's always helpful. If they can learn to read, even if you're poor, can't afford to go to college, if you can read, you can find a subject on anything you want to learn about and educate yourself. If that's, you know, but it's important that kids learn to read. And that was my purpose, as I was mentioning on the bigger conference we did earlier, that my dad couldn't read and write, and it's just, he just felt that he couldn't learn after he was older. So if kids learn at their most impressionable years, that's good. But I love working with kids. I love being part of the Imagination Library. And this little album that I've done, the I Believe in You, it's really to empower children, giving them confidence, teaching them little lessons and how to think about things.
Right.
And so it's important to me to work with children.
Right. But it's been, you've been doing that for 22 years?
I started the Imagination Library 22 years ago in honor of my dad.
Wow.
And so it seems like it's just been about 5 or 6 years.
Right.
But now we started just in my home county, and now we're in places all over the world and, and growing.
Right, right. You talk about your dad a lot. How, you know, obviously you've been very, very successful. Was, I don't know if he's still living, or was he able to see you accomplish what you've accomplished?
Daddy got to live long enough to see the Imagination Library doing well, and when the governor of Tennessee thought it was such an impressive little program, which was just in my home counties when I started it, in honor of Dad and for the kids in our area.
Right.
But Daddy got to live long enough to hear the kids call refer to me as the book lady. He thought that was so neat. But he felt proud that he helped me do something.
Yeah.
I wanted him to have pride in that, because you know how they, when the Bible talks about honoring your father and mother, that don't necessarily just mean to obey. It means to bring honor to them in whatever ways you can. So that was, I talk about Daddy a lot, mostly because about these, the kids and the Imagination Library.
Right.
Talk about my mom a lot too, but she wasn't as involved in this.
Right.
And the reason for this is my dad, and it also the books, the songs that are in this little I Believe in You album are songs based on the themes of a lot of the books that we give out through the Imagination Library. So this is more about my dad than it is about Mom. Me and Mom had all sorts of things we're involved in too.
Sure. Well, I'm sure they're both looking down at you.
I think so.
You know,
I feel
sure
that
they're
very
happy.
I feel that they are.
Right. Another thing that really, you talk about Whitney Houston in the song. Boy, I tell you, I don't know who else you could have given that song to give that song the justice that it got. I mean, it was amazing.
I mean, it's one, I think, one of the most incredible records ever. The way she performed that and the production.
Yeah.
David Foster, who's a friend of mine that actually produced the album, a Christmas album that Kenny Rogers and I have out.
Right.
You know, that our one and only Christmas album, he produced that, and he's one that produced my very first million selling record, Here You Come Again. David Foster was a young boy.
Wow.
Just he played piano, and he arranged that, played piano on it. But when the arrangement and the production and with Whitney singing on that, all those pieces just made one magnificent record, and I had no idea my little puny little country heartfelt song could be done in such a way. That goes to show you, though, about production and people that know how to do that and great voices and great productions. You can take anything and make it hit. But that's so singable. So many people relate to it. And so that's my pride and joy.
Right. How do you think if Elvis would have gone through with that same song? I don't know what the difference would have been. Do you think it would have been
Well,
that great?
It would have been different. No, it would have still not have touched what Whitney did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because
yeah.
she made it really big world. I mean, it was just so magnificent and big.
Yeah.
But I think Elvis would have done it incredible. I think his voice, I actually wrote a song later called I Dreamed About Elvis. After Elvis was dead, and I wrote a song, and so in it, I had a guy, that Ronnie McDowell, that does Elvis perfect, and I had Elvis come in, and we sang I'll Always Love You. It was a whole song about I Dream About Elvis, and about him almost recording my song, and he talks in Elvis' voice, and we're talking back and forth about this whole situation, and then we sing, and I say, well, you know, it's like it's not too late, you know, we could sing it now.
Wow.
And so we sing it in this song.
Right.
So someday I'm going to put that record out, and he sounds exactly like Elvis singing it.
Oh,
and
really?
It turned out really good.
Great.
That went by too quick.
Right.
Hey, thanks, Chuck.
Well, Dolly Parton's new CD, her children's CD, is called I Believe in You, and it's available right now. We have a limited supply to give away. This would be a great gift for your grandkids. Make an appointment at our office. We'll give you a copy of I Believe in You from Dolly Parton while supplies last. Our number at the Senior Financial Center is 800-452-0208. 800-452-0208. And we'll be right back with more of Safer Income for Life.
Country music icon Dolly Parton brings you her first children's album, I Believe in You.
Clickety, 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 clack, I believe in you.
Everything is so crazy in this world right now. Everything seems so dark, and little kids seem to be affected by that. And I just wanted to do something uplifting and positive. I think the parents are going to enjoy it as much as the kids do.
14 songs written and performed by Dolly herself, featuring a new recording of Dolly's classic, Coat of Many Colors.
Also, as a bonus track, I read the Coat of Many Colors, and then I thought it was important to just go ahead and put that back on as a song, and then had children singing with me on the courses. And I think the message in that song, accepting people's differences, I tried to write songs that had singable melodies but had real good messages for children to learn.
My coat of many colors that my mama made.
Dolly Parton's new children's album, I Believe in You, with proceeds to benefit Imagination Library, is available now wherever you buy music.